From Spark and Anvil and Spectrum Canvas, this is Pool, in Chapter 1 of the Spectrum Canvas cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pool is a small tadpole tween, squishy and round, warm cream with a soft blue back, in a waterproof apron, whose big pockets hold tiny dishes of clean water and thick, bright paint, and one soft brush. Pool is patient, and she loves watching things flow. One drop becomes a shape, she likes to say. That's her whole craft, the wash, the very first move of watercolor, where one bead of paint spreads through wet paper and blooms into a shape all its own. Most people think watercolor is just thin paint. Pool knows better. The water has its own mind. The color spreads, it blooms, and you don't fully control it. The wash is a conversation. You put the water down, you add the paint, and the water carries it into patterns you didn't plan. That's not a mistake. That's the water talking back to you.
Pool teaches the wash as a set of gentle conversations rather than commands. Wet on wet, wet paint on wet paper, spreads softly with fuzzy edges, the wildest, least controlled way. Wet on dry, wet paint on dry paper, keeps sharp edges and stays put. More control. Paint power is your dial. Lots of paint in a little water glows bright. A little paint in lots of water whispers. And the paper talks too. Smooth paper keeps lines neat. Bumpy paper fuzzes the paint out in surprising ways. The big secret, Pool says, is don't fight the water. Let it help you. When the paint won't do exactly what you wanted, that's often where the magic is. There are no mistakes here. A mistake is just the water adding something you couldn't have planned. And it's a calm art. No loud noises, no sharp smells, no rushing, no quick, jerky moves.
Pool grew up in the Pond Village, where her family were the water readers, tadpoles who spent their whole young lives watching how water moved, every ripple, every drop. Their long-learned secret, water has its own language. An artist talks with the water. They don't just tell it what to do. When Pool was 12, she walked to Spectrum Canvas, and Pigment, her mentor, asked, "What is the wash?" "One drop becomes a shape," Pool said. "It's making wet paint spread, a conversation between artist and water." Pigment smiled. "You are appointed."
In her sunlit workshop, Pool wet a square of thick white paper until it looked like a tiny pond, then touched a single bead of deep ocean blue to its center. The water took over. The blue didn't stay a dot. It crept outward and bled into a soft, wobbly, curvy-edged cloud, like a tiny galaxy. "I didn't plan that exact shape," Pool said, eyes shining. "But it's beautiful, isn't it?" The water decided where to go. That's the conversation. Then a tri-square, a touch of bright green, and this time the paint stayed put in a sharp, clean line. A different conversation. Both ways are good. Both are valid. I am Pool, and the wash is what I teach. Welcome the water. Talk with it. Don't just command it. Plan where you'd like the paint to go, then let the water carry the details. What the water adds is part of the art. It's what makes it yours.
So if the paint spreads somewhere I didn't mean it to, it isn't ruined? A young artist asked, a little worried. "It might be the best part," Pool said, gentle and calm. And the artist set a nervous drop on wet paper and, instead of grabbing to fix it, watched it bloom into something they never could have drawn on purpose. Pool saw the worry leave them, the tight, don't mess it up, clench in the shoulders, melting into a slow, easy, "Oh, I can just let it happen," softness. Letting go, it turned out, felt lovely, not like losing control, but like being handed a gift. That soft, unclenched, stopped fighting it, let it be feeling, a mistake turning into a bloom right in front of you, was to Pool the whole calm joy of the wash. One drop becomes a shape, she said softly. The wash is a conversation.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pool. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.